left, they're the freaking best. Are we left, the best podcast from east to west. Without Matt, Rich, and Nikolai, such a guess, it's all.
Matt and I are, if Andrew comes in one more time, that's it. We're walking off the,
you're walking out? The show.
Yeah, we're just going to hit end call on Discord.
This is, we'll keep recording on our end. We'll just make our own podcast. We'll fill the hour.
It'll
we'll
break
send
in
it
two.
To you. Yeah, it'll be very disjointed. And our end will be fiercely angry.
as it should be.
And then the RLFers would have to vote on which one. Survived. Which show survived?
I feel like me and you would take
it's
this.
It's the one with Al, guys.
Yes. Ooh, the Matt Experience featuring Nikolai was going to take over.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what, you think he's going to lead with Sight and Al?
No.
I don't know. I feel like we
that's
got
why
this.
I was thinking the Nikolai show featuring Matt.
No, that doesn't work at all. Do you know how silly you sound right
Late
now?
Late Night Nikolai. No, Matt on drums.
Late Night Nikolai sounds like softcore porn.
Ooh.
Oh, it does. I don't like
but
that.
With like, you have birds on the show?
Not really.
Birds.
Yeah.
Like they're just cooing softly.
Porn birds.
Yeah, porn birds. They make, like, ooh, ooh.
Oh. I was unaware of porn birds. What are you guys into?
Ooh,
we're into porn birds.
Yeah, man. Come on.
That was a dumb question.
Were they the background in every 90s R&B song?
Yeah, that's where the ooze came from.
Yeah, it was great. That's actually where Ivan's ooze came from.
Ooh. Which, what specific type of bird is it? I'd love to know.
Wait, what bird is it or what type of bird is it?
Sure, whichever.
It's, you
I'd
know,
like to hear your answer.
They're multiple different types of porn birds.
Yeah, and they're like different okay. shades of like a certain color. Like their wings are brighter than their heads.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wings are bright. Okay, can you name a type of bird?
Like bright pink?
Yeah.
No, that's colors.
That's a color.
That's a color.
Yeah, that's like, one of the colors.
Yeah.
Like, you know how there's different types of dogs? Like, there's Boston Terriers, there's pugs. Yeah. Name a type of bird.
Pelican.
What? There we go. We got a bunch of cooing pelicans.
No, they're more like a... But wait,
no,
like,
you
like,
just said name a type.
Yeah, that's true. You didn't say what type they
I
are.
I am going to describe this bird in so much detail.
Al's about to become an ornithologist
like,
on our ass.
They're like cockatoos with the colors of parrots.
Yeah.
Hey, man, watch your mouth.
Yeah, dude. See what I just did there? I just birded all over you.
Ooh, you just got birded.
All right, he got me. He got me dead to rights.
Nikolai, if I told you that we got a pet pigeon, what would you think?
A pet what?
Oh, it cut out. It literally cut out. It said, "If I told you if we got a pet," and then it cut back in on what would you think? It was almost amazing. Like I want to almost play fill in the blank. Now.
Yeah. What did you think?
Al
what
say?
Did you think?
He
said.
I think you said pet lizard.
Okay.
Because I know how much space you guys currently have in your new place. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think practically, but impractically, I'm thinking owl.
Owl.
Matt?
I'm definitely saying it's in the bird family, because we were just talking about birds. So, pet parakeet?
Mm.
No, it wasn't.
What was the real
birds.
Answer?
Pigeon?
What was it?
It was a pigeon.
Pet pigeon?
You guys got a pet pigeon?
I would ask why you're voluntarily taking care of a flying rat.
I think they just fed one once while they were... enjoying themselves on the stoop.
Yeah, it's stuck in our apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is it actually stuck in your apartment?
No. That
would be horrible. Terrifying.
I was like, if you got a fucking, a flying rat in your apartment, you got to
take care of it. We didn't tell Andrew about it.
They have diseases.
We didn't tell Andrew about it. It's out there somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to get him.
Well, you guys got it into his room. We're going to have, a real Meredith and Dwight thing later. Oh, and man. Trap it in his face.
Ooh.
I definitely would have gotten it in his room.
No, it would probably go in the bathroom, and then we couldn't go to the bathroom.
Ooh. I think, except for, I feel like Sites would be like, fuck it, and still go, but it's like sitting on his head, shits on his shoulder, yeah. And then he just doesn't care, gets into the shower, it shits on him again.
Oh.
He never fucking knocked that bird out.
No.
But each time it happens, you're just like, fuck it. And you crack a shower beer, you know.
I don't know.
Why not?
I've had too many shower beers. I go for one. That's it.
Stop hitting me, Bat.
It's good to know that after 15 years of friendship, you think of Sych as some sort of homeless alcoholic boomhauer.
Yeah. Why is he homeless? He's in the bathroom of his home.
No, I know, but he's getting shit on by birds, and he doesn't give a fuck.
Well, he let him in there, and he doesn't give a fuck.
Does boomhauer get shit on?
By life, I guess. Yeah, I haven't watched King of the Hill in a while.
I think I watched an episode where he got shit on by a bird, and I was like, that's his character to me now. I didn't care about King of the Hill.
Oh, I loved King of the Hill.
I loved it.
He was a layered character, that Boomhauer. He's so unimportant, I don't remember. But no, I feel like that was a pretty apt description of Sych.
That he wouldn't care about getting shit on?
Not if he was in the shower.
I would care if I got shit on. I would care.
I would care. Even in the shower, I think he'd be like, what the fuck?
I love that sound. I would care if I got shit on.
That's your campaign slogan, Mr. President.
Oh, man, I'd vote.
Oh, Sych 2020 for president. I would care if I got shit on. What's your platform, sir? Don't boo on me. Get out of here.
Everybody can relate to that.
To work.
Oh, my God, Sych, you would sell so many hats.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness, you really would.
You should run just to sell hats.
Yeah. Well, I guess you heard it here, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running for president now.
Get ready, everyone. Wow.
I didn't expect it, but I'm glad it's happening.
Yeah.
Make Sych rich again.
Do it.
Again.
Yeah, he had that big inheritance when he was like 12, right?
Yeah, and then I lost it somewhere.
When you moved to that mansion and spent it on...
You squandered it on all those coins.
Yeah, those coins and that ghost machine.
Yeah.
That macaroni and cheese pool.
Oh. That'd be good for like...
And that fruit roll-up swing set.
I just know all about food and objects.
Well, how would that even
and
work?
And that gusher bathtub? Made out of gushers? That
gusher bathtub would be so sticky and delicious and gross. I would definitely get diabetes by having
it. Yeah, it's true. I would be right there with you.
I love gushers. Almost as much as the sound of Andrew through the wall.
As much as what?
The sound of Andrew through the wall.
Oh,
you can hear that?
Oh, I can most certainly hear at Sir Gizlo.
Good.
I'll just breathe.
On the other side of the wall, where he should be.
Yeah.
I mean, he is right there.
Technically, he is in the episode.
Yeah, technically he is on this episode. So.
Yeah, he's going to love that. And so is everybody else.
Oh, great.
Should we introduce ourselves?
No.
Yes. Okay. My name is Binky Kilgargan.
Oh.
Binky Kilgargan?
Yes.
That sounds like a character from a Tolkien story.
I'm
the keeper of the door.
It's Tom Bombadil's neighbor. Binky Kilgargan. But like Tom Bombadil's this secret, like supposedly all powerful character in Lord of the Rings.
Oh really?
Binky is not.
He's the guy who like tends his garden when he's doing his bidding.
Yeah.
But he's terrible at it.
He's really bad. Nothing grows.
I rake the leaves with a comb.
It takes forever and kills the lot.
Yeah, oatmeal.
Oatmeal. It's his favorite meal. He eats it 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
It's 3 of his 8 meals.
No sugar or milk.
Just straight oatmeal.
Oh.
4 of the other meals are dry trail mix.
Berry crust?
No, the unfun kind with no M&Ms.
I'm just thinking of someone eating 3 meals a day of just water wet oats.
Oh.
No seasoning.
A pinch of salt. A pinch of salt. You know, for the flavor.
Some salt on your pepper.
Not too much salt. It's spicy. It's spicy. Have you ever heard someone call salt spicy?
No.
Oh, that made me laugh. Not too much pepper, it's spicy.
I grew up in a family of robust seasoners.
Oh, yeah. I like me a good
Did you have, seasoning. Like, I don't know. Did you have, like, powders on the dinner table when you were eating dinner, Matt?
Depends on the dinner.
Did,
Yeah, I used to just have a dry rub. I'd put post.
Yeah, this is my couch dry rub.
Like so.
Every time I eat pork chops, I like to have a mesquite applewood dry rub.
It reminds me of my summers at my cooking father's in Kansas.
I've never been to Kansas.
It's good dry rub.
Like good. If we're having chicken or something, there'll be salt, pepper, paprika.
Oh, see, I never think to put paprika on the table.
Cucumber.
Ooh, it's good.
My mom would do the salt and pepper on the, like, a pork roast.
Ooh.
Which is, like, a big pork roast, you use salt and pepper on the outside.
Sir Gislo agrees.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I'm a big fan of the Obey seasoning, thanks to Sage.
Oh, Sage's got that Obey.
That Obey.
Obey.
That's a pretty Baltimore thing, though.
It really is. I'd never heard of Old Bay until I went to Maryland, and then...
Going wrong.
I was like, okay. I could dig this.
Obey fries are everywhere.
Yeah, Sage introduced me to that, actually.
Can you hear us, Sage?
What did you say to me?
What was that?
There we go. Okay, I was like, is he still there? Because we're basically talking to him.
I gotta be honest, it kept cutting out. I had no idea who you were talking to.
We were talking about Obey seasoning, so I was talking to you.
Yeah, I did the Obey fries from that chicken place near us.
Yeah.
I heated them up the next day and I put Obey on them.
Pretty good.
Yeah, dude, good as shit. Nice.
No, but now that we're not in Maryland, Old Bay sucks. So take that.
Ooh.
Put it in your pipe and smoke it.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Wow.
I mean, Obey does not suck.
Jesus.
Pretty harsh stuff, Maddie.
You know what? You suck.
I'm Nikolai.
You fucking suck, Matt, all right?
oh my God. Oh,
wow. I do suck!
We broke Matt.
No,
Matt. No. Oh, it's chicken. Oh, it's chicken.
Oh, no,
there's
a chicken.
Couple of chickens. A little chicklet.
Are you guys okay?
I was cry vomiting.
Oh
Matt,
I know, they sound almost like a chicken when I cry vomit.
It sounded like you adopted a chicken. Oh boy. Listen, if you're gonna stay on the podcast, you can't do that.
Can't vomit.
You can vomit, just not on the podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I better go clean up this puke then.
Oh wow. Sounds soupy over there.
It does, and it looks soupy too. My name is Nikolai, and you can reach me at RLF Instagram on Instagram, or in the comment section of each episode of the podcast.
Or not, if you have better things to do.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I totally get it if you do.
Don't try to reach him.
That's not fair. I gotta break out my best I can.
Break out the Instagram?
Because... We had a RLFer or two reach out via Instagram. Ooh. And it was pretty awesome. And I'll send Al the pictures.
All right.
The first one was from Gnome1614, and he sent us for a picture of a kitty cat. You asked for cat pictures in episode 314.
Oh, wow.
And I'm here to deliver. So that is the kitty cat.
That's a cute cat. That reminds me of my cat.
And the other person who reached out was same old Sarah, and she sent a picture of an awesome Batman collector set from the 90s and that she saw at a store nearby. Matt?
That's I bet that looks cool. Pretty great.
It does. It does. Hey, what are you going to do?
Did a jukebox come into the room?
A jukebox? No. Oh, no.
Oh, no. That was a truck.
That was a truck. Oh, and, okay. Yeah. So that's the end of me talking about Instagram impromptu.
Well, well thanks terrible. For sending us messages on Instagram, everybody.
Yeah, dude.
Exactly. Feel free to do so if they are appropriate. I will most likely respond in time. Yep.
We haven't seen the kitty picture, me and Seich, but I'm gonna fast forward say it's a pretty kitty.
I'm gonna go.
It's
ahead.
An adorable little kitty.
I'm gonna go ahead and say I've seen better.
All right.
Whoa!
I've you don't seen even know this better.
Cat. You don't even know this cat. You're gonna come out and say I've seen better.
It should have been a dog.
You and your cat judgment.
Well, I guess we did ask for cat pictures.
That's true.
Well, when you get to this episode, send some dog pictures.
Yeah.
And it'll balance out.
Yeah, cute ones.
Well, yeah, thanks, everybody. That's awesome. Do you have that thing?
Wow, Matt. Wow. All right. So, gentlemen. Well, Matt, did you want to introduce yourself? No? Sure. Totally get it.
Sure. My name is Matt, and you have the ability to reach me once a week on one specific night through Twitter. At Arliff YouTube. Next question.
That's Matt as Ron Swanson. excuse me. Seich, did you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah, I'm Seich. Don't ever try to reach me anywhere.
There we go. Got that out of the way. So, tonight I brought 25 insane facts about Batman. We're doing all 25.
Jesus.
No, oh,
no. No, no, no. I picked like six of my favorite. And it's from the Fact Site. Facts about Batman.
All right, so these are going to blow my mind.
They're going to blow your motherfucking mind.
And my load.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Just imagining like you... Bat fact number one. Batman sometimes travels with a sidekick he calls Robin.
Hey-o. What? That was what? Literally one of the bat facts.
Mind blown. Really?
It took a while for them to get pretty good.
Okay.
So, that's why we're only doing six. Little Shop of Horrors props made it onto the set of Batman. The dental tools used in the 1986 version of the musical were actually used in the Joker's face.
Oh,
but that was pretty cool.
Wait, so
cool. I love Little Shop of Horrors.
The Joker used them?
Yes.
Is this Nicholson Joker?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Okay.
Because it was three years later.
Okay. So Nicholson Joker used props from
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors on Broadway.
Yep.
So wait, nice. Which one were they That's in cool. first?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
I like that. I answered Al's question, and he just wasn't ready for it. He's like, nah. I know you answered it, but nah. At the Canadian University of Victoria, you can enroll onto a course designed to explore the life of Batman. The course is called The Science of Batman.
Ooh, Batman science.
That's pretty lame.
Batman science?
That's pretty lame. If you do that, you're lame.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
What was it? What if it was like a survival skills class or something like that?
That would teach you useful like survival skills?
Yeah. Yeah. What? Like how to survive in the woods or how to make a fire?
They have those.
Or how to fight a bear?
They're called survival classes.
Or what if you're walking down an alley, okay?
With your parents.
You're just leaving, yeah, you're leaving the theater. All right.
Okay.
And some mugger's like, hey, give me all your fucking money.
Okay, here's my money.
Nope. But then he goes up to your mom's pearls.
Take them.
And then.
Take them, they're pearls.
No, you're doing it wrong.
Nope.
And then your dad gets in the way and the gun goes off.
That guy's an idiot.
And the guy's like, "Ah, oh, screw you, nerd," and shoots your mom in the fucking head.
Well, that guy's a dick too, but like, dad shouldn't have gotten involved.
Well, it wasn't her head; it was like her chest and stuff.
Okay, well that's better, but he's still a dick.
Yeah, but then you're like, "Oh no." And then you're like super bummed out forever.
Oh no, my rich parents are dead, and now I have my mansion to myself with my butler.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, what if, man? What the fuck if? Here you are sitting there being judgmental.
My version of Batman is way different than the comic books tell it. Because my Batman just goes on a spending spree like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, he goes bananas.
Oh, he just becomes like Richie Rich, but without any of the lessons.
He buys a boat made of ice cream. Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
How'd you make a boat of ice cream? Well, come find out.
He still makes all of like those secret passageways in like the house, but they just lead down to his magnificent porn room.
Oh shit!
No. Yeah,
I mean,
Alfred doesn't even know about it.
I mean, he's got to have porn, you know.
He likes the weird stuff too.
Yeah,
feet. That's his thing.
Wait, whoa! Don't kink shame to any of our RLF fans out there who dig on feet shit.
That's true.
It's not weird.
That's true. I'm sorry. If you like feet,
you do, girl. All right.
Yeah.
You want to touch some feet?
Not that I'm going to bat super hard for foot fetishes.
Well, we all learned something about Matt just now.
Look, okay, they're stinky and I like them.
I like the way the toes wiggle around like little worms.
Oh, my God.
Especially when they're in my mouth.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's too much.
Everybody think about that. Yeah. That's for you. Bus ads containing Catwoman promoting the Batman Returns blockbuster were actually stolen to such a degree that security teams were dispatched to ensure they stayed up in the correct locations.
Wait, what happens?
they're dropping in and out.
That's true. That's so true.
Yeah.
There was billboards with Catwoman for Batman Returns. And everybody was stealing them like crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
so they had to hire security teams so they'd stay up.
Because Michelle Pfeiffer was a sexy bitch.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer, I will be stealing those posters.
Oh, I need them.
It's going to be happening.
Speaking of Catwoman, the infamous Catwoman costume from the 1992 film, which initially seemed as if it was painted on, was actually a vacuum-sealed costume. The actor Michelle Pfeiffer said she only had small windows of time to act before it had to be unsealed.
Ew.
Yeah, right?
They sealed that bitch up like a sandwich?
So they had to vacuum seal this costume onto her body. That's how tight it was.
Jesus.
And she could only act for like little clips of time because you'd get so hot.
Yeah, or else she would die.
I'm going to die in a little bit, so.
Yeah. So can you like, I don't know, open up my back before I die? Could you imagine that shit? Like,
no.
I don't think I could be an actor.
No. I wouldn't do that.
I would make sure.
I'd be like, make it a little looser.
That's almost worse than being naked, too. Because it's like wearing like fat highlighter. Having something vacuum sealed onto your body.
And I mean, it doesn't leave much to the imagination, but it still leaves some.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It just seems so awful. I can't picture it.
I wouldn't do it for like if I was going to a wedding. I wouldn't do that.
I would. You gotta look good.
Yeah, I guess. You're right.
Not at a wedding?
Did you see Al's suit? It was so tight.
Well, it wasn't vacuum sealed, though.
Oh. Okay.
He wouldn't do that. Not at a wedding.
He would
but his face
it.
Was purple.
Maybe the belt was really tight, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very tight suit.
Very tight.
It's a good whip.
Very tight. Kevin Conroy, the man who has played Batman the longest, has starred in about 31 different versions, including games, the animated series, and the TV series. So Kevin Conroy is the person who has portrayed Batman and Bruce Wayne the most.
I mean, that makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty cool because I'm a super big nerd for the animated series.
But you do know that, like, Batman is bad, right?
You do know that you're going to get punched in your fucking face, right?
Dude, fucking hit him.
Oh, come here. You have something on your chin.
Slap that face.
Oh, is it victory?
No.
Yeah, you slap that face.
Is it a slap?
You slap that face.
Is it a slap?
Nightwing sucks too, dick boy. Ha, got him.
Ooh, he lives fuck you. You can't do anything about it. I'm wearing a Nightwing shirt right now.
I know you are.
You would be.
I see. What? Are there cameras in here?
Classic Sige.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I'm going to fucking fight you so hard. Not again. Oh, I'm going to fight you, Matt.
Probably should have ended on the... Oh, no.
Oh, Matt.
Good job, Matt.
Matt not going to earn down.
Yes.
Yeah. My dead grandmother is all over the place.
No.
Why did you bring her?
Grandma. Oh.
Hey, it can fight the ghost.
That's true.
Oh.
Get out of here, ghost. Stop it.
Ghost battle.
You want to see some ghost fucking...
Ghost fucking?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This turned into a different movie, and I dig it.
Your love is getting me higher than I ever lifted before. I just imagine that's the sound of ghosts' sex to me. I envision ghost sex.
The song from Ghostbusters 2?
Not the scene from Ghost?
Exactly. No.
With the battery?
No, that's ghost on lady. That's real person. I don't like that.
I like
that.
It's
not right. It's not right.
What about when Dan Aykroyd got a ghost blowjob?
Mixing is not okay with me. What kind of baby are you gonna have? It's gonna be so wispy.
None.
Oh.
Not all sex makes a baby.
The more you know.
Have you only had sex for procreation? Because you have no kids, as far as I know.
Those are some pretty real figures right there.
Yeah, you got some solid numbers.
You're throwing a lot of math at me right now. Oh man, that's funny.
What was I gonna say?
You're gonna tell us about one of your sons.
So I was gonna say that unfortunately the last, even though the last insane fact I read was not insane about Kevin Conroy,
it wasn't as exciting as this one.
It's even the last one is even less exciting.
Oh, okay, wow.
Why would you go in that order?
I just gotta say real quick before this finishes, A plus bit.
Right. At least it's moving quick, right?
This was Nikolai's excuse to talk about Batman more.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we know about Roy Rogers
now. Nikolai's like, there's not enough Batman on this show.
You got Roy Rogers from Kevin Conroy?
Oh, ow.
Yeah. Oh, there's Roy was joke. In there.
Yeah, to be fair, Roy is in the name.
Roy is in a lot of names.
Oh my goodness.
Jason, it's not in that one.
That's true. Fuck you. Got him.
Holy shit.
You're right, it's not in Jason.
The superhero's real name, Bruce Wayne, is actually a combination of Robert the Bruce and Mad Anthony Wayne.
Wait.
The Scottish and American Revolutionary War heroes.
Oh.
So
that's
Robert
the cool.
Bruce was a Scottish war hero, and Mad Anthony Wayne was an American Revolutionary War hero.
I find that interesting. You downplayed that fact heavily.
Yeah.
I don't really know that.
It was very nerdy. I didn't know.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, it's very nerdy, yes. But.
It's super nerdy. Like, ooh. They probably teach that at that stupid Batman course.
Hey man, don't you dare shit on my dream.
Are you thinking of signing up?
I thinking, sure. Sure, that's a word. We can use other words.
Did.
Did, doing, going.
Sneeze.
Have an apartment there. Huh? No, I'm going to be the Dark Knight.
I know why you're in debt.
I've got to sell my wares to become the Batman.
Speaking of comic book movies and video games, E3 was this weekend.
Oh, boy.
And they announced a new Marvel game, Marvel's Avengers.
Yeah, I didn't watch any shit about it. I was going to do it after this.
Nikolai?
Yeah?
It looks pretty fucking sweet.
Man, I'm so not going to play that game.
I know you're not, and that's okay.
It's going to be great.
You have a very limited selection on what games you do play.
Yep. I just finished the story mode on Madden.
Nice.
Yeah.
The latest
long
Madden.
Shot.
Yep, long shot. You know, that was pretty riveting stuff.
I was always so shitty at Madden.
Almost teared up. Because you don't have patience.
That's true. You don't have patience. When we used to play Left 4 Dead 2, the only way we would play is by booking it. Which just meant run through the level as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Leave the other person behind if they got taken.
You know what? After playing Mario 3 with you for so many years, I kind of get why that's your strategy. You're like, I'm great at this game and that's all I do. Why wouldn't that work for all games?
That's true. I take my time with Mario 3. I gotta get all them coins.
Good point. You gotta cheat and get all those lives.
Oh, by the way, I beat it the other day. Yeah. No problem. So.
That's crazy.
How many times do you think you've beaten Mario 3?
Oh, man.
Ballpark.
Ballpark? I'm saying at least 30.
Are we over 100?
No, beat it? No, not over 100. I'm saying at least 30.
Oh, wow. Okay, so under 50 still.
Yeah, well, because sometimes, like, I would start playing all the way through, and I would just stop, because I'm like, I'd get to, like, World 6 or something, and I'd be like, I don't want to fucking do this anymore, because it's the ice world, and it's the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I would just stop. I've definitely played it way more than 100 times.
Oh, thousands.
Yeah.
Millions, at least.
$1 trillion.
Yes. Maybe.
You and Al, you and Sy should play that on your channel.
I thought it'd be copyright.
No, not if you're playing games.
Well, if we sing Lady Gaga throughout
all
the whole
video. All of his
video,
content is games.
I would.
We might have a problem. Possibly.
Well, you guys are just a couple little monsters.
Yeah.
The reason I bring up E3 is because I sent out a tweet earlier.
Oh, great.
With E3 just wrapping up, there was some pretty big crossover happening. Keanu Reeves is in the new game Cyberpunk 2077, and people went apeshit.
Okay.
There's a new meme going around because somebody yelled at Keanu, "You're breathtaking," and he just pointed back and said, "You're breathtaking." So that's the new meme.
That's wonderful.
God, Keanu's
but,
just the coolest.
But I asked, you know, with E3 out of the way and all these video game crossovers and stuff, what video game movie would you want to see made the most?
Hmm.
Now, you have already seen a Mario game.
Yeah, but I didn't get to see the sequel they promised.
That's true.
And now
probably
can't,
for
Mario
good reason.
What? Ugh. What good reason?
Because
they,
it was because it was
they
bad. Did
it make all the money?
Because it was bad.
Oh, okay.
It was very, very bad.
That's one person's incorrect opinion. Got it.
Okay. It was very bad.
I hate you.
It was not good. What was Yoshi? What was that?
The Mario movie was great, man.
Swing and a miss.
What were the Goombas?
A try.
What was Dennis Hopper?
Fucking killing it.
Yeah, I mean, he always does.
Fuck you, Matt. The Mario movie was great.
Okay.
Yeah, it just wasn't, you know, Mario.
John Leguizamo at his finest.
Mm, true.
So these are obviously the opinions of people who like garbage.
Oh. Okay. Well, Sight was saying, well, if it was a cat. No, that we were talking about sleeping in garbage.
That's true.
It's another thing.
I wish I knew some trash thing that you like to make fun of.
Look, we sleep in garbage, legends. Right, Matt? I'm sorry.
Trash.
Yes, it is. Why? it's always, I don't know. But anyway, I like a lot of trash. You know a lot of trash I like. I watched Live PD on YouTube for hours on end.
Yeah, it's true. We can't all watch Live PD, Matt. There we go. Burn them. Thanks. Thanks, bud. I don't know what I'd do without you.
You're welcome. but we do have some answers here from some people. Saich, you'd be pretty interested in this one.
Oh,
At unknown underscore captain says Left 4 Dead 2 could make a pretty interesting movie.
I mean, that would be a pretty great movie.
Left 4 Dead 2... me and Sizer spent hours playing together, and let me tell you, I don't know how they would make that movie, because it would be a very long movie. There's like five separate locations they go to.
I mean, you wouldn't do all five, they would just cut it down.
Ooh, it could be a trilogy.
Ooh. Could be a trilogy.
If they did a trilogy, they could get to all five locations. Yeah. But it would just, I don't know. There would have to be more story added. I guess.
No story. They don't talk at all.
It's just them killing zombies for 9 hours.
Oh my god! Wait, each movie is 3 hours.
Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It starts with Left 4 Dead 2.
I can't take. I can need a big pee break in the middle.
Stephosaurus here says Katamari Damacy. It's a horror film.
Ooh.
Okay.
So, are you familiar with the Katamari games?
No, dude.
Is that the one where basically you roll a big ball?
You take a ball and you roll it around, and as you roll it, it gets bigger, and eventually you're picking up like streets, cars off the street and shit.
Like the block.
It's like a massive ball of shit. That as you move, it just gets... Yeah, it's a snowball game.
It's like the block.
You have to clear or get it big enough by the time the level ends in order to pass, essentially. You get bonuses for getting bigger shit.
Is it a side-scroller?
No. Oh. 3D open world.
Whoa.
Yeah. Pretty cool game. Pretty cool system. But that would be funny just seeing... Sir, the ball is rolling over all of North America right now. Ohio... is gone.
Ooh. My God. Ohio. Michigan's going to fall next.
We have to stop it before we lose something of value.
Oh, damn. Burn.
Jeez. Sorry if you live in Ohio.
Wow, Matt hates Ohio.
You just got Ohio burned.
Matt's not sorry, though.
I'm not.
Matt secretly is from Ohio. He was born there.
Don't fucking tell anybody.
Oh my goodness, that explains nothing.
Born in a crib in Ohio.
In fact, there's way more questions now.
Hey man, that's a good
what
story
were you
though.
Say?
The Ohio-born son of a bitch. I would do The Last of Us in the movie.
Oh, that would
Ooh,
be a great movie.
Last of Us?
Last of Us movie. Everyone would be talking about it. They'd be fucking super jazzed about it.
They would be.
Oh, fuck you,
dude. That would be interesting, to say the least. Mm-hmm. I wonder who they would get for those roles.
For The Last of Us?
Like, who plays Paul Joel?
Rudd.
Paul Rudd?
Yep. He plays whoever the fuck he wants.
No, they'd,
It's true. Paul Rudd can do whatever he wants.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Who,
Hugh Jackman.
Was it White House Down? There was two of them.
Olympus Has Fallen?
Who is the guy in Olympus Has Fallen?
Gerard Butler.
What if Gerard Butler was the guy in The Last of Us?
I didn't play Last
Gerard
of Us.
Gerard Butler? He could work.
Gerard Butler would work really well, actually.
Good and choice. Then Macaulay Culkin as the girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see.
Yeah. think that could work.
They could reuse that clip of him putting the aftershave on his face.
Yeah, constantly throughout the movie.
Really bring up the value of the content.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Dude, they could easily...
I could dig on that.
They could easily make Macaulay Culkin that girl.
Yeah. Put on a purple jacket. I never played the game.
Yeah, I
didn't
play Last of Us. I didn't have a PlayStation.
What about you two over there? What games would you want to see made into movies?
Dude, obviously Red Dead.
Ooh.
Red Dead would be a great
either movie. One of those two games.
That would be a great Western. You're not wrong.
Just the story mode. Like, I could just watch all the cutscenes as a movie, and I'd be fine with it.
You'd pay $13.75 for that?
Oh, God, no. No. I would watch it on YouTube as somebody cut it together.
Oh,
I gotta pay for that shit. Get out of here. If they did, like, a live-action one, yeah. But yeah, I don't know any other games. Oh, Hot Shots. Just make a golf movie. Done.
Ooh.
Ooh. And then the grandma's the leader of the evil gang.
Talking.
That bitch.
It'd be like
that bitch was impossible.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm snapping.
It'd be like a bad Caddyshack. I'm pretty sure they did.
I'm all right. Don't nobody worry about me.
Something. Zelda would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm
but
also
I'm
Matt.
I'm gonna make a movie based on the based on the movie GoldenEye.
Like a Zelda. Did they do that? They didn't make a movie. Yet. They do like a Zelda remake GoldenEye.
But it's based on the game.
Yeah,
I think they made a cartoon.
It's in the movie that was based on the game.
Yeah, true. It is different, but I was just wondering.
I'm pretty sure they did a cartoon.
I would like to see a Zelda movie.
Yes.
That would be, that's probably the one I would say for myself.
Zelda movie.
Zelda yeah. Would be pretty awesome. I want to see the Master Sword.
It's a really
sword.
Long movie.
I'm going to make a movie based on
game.
The
So you're going to remake GoldenEye.
He's going to remake GoldenEye. That's it.
But it's based on the game.
To the movie that was based
Isn't
on
the game.
Game
just like the movie?
Oh, so like a job is impossible to kill throughout your movie?
Yes.
Just because he's a little bit shorter.
God, I missed that.
And all of the characters have to like stop in place and adjust their scopes before they shoot.
Oh, man.
It's a really long movie.
God. God, I love
it's
that terrible. Game.
No
so
one
much.
Likes it.
And that's how I learned how to cowpunch.
What?
True.
How do you? No, I'm not laughing at that. That's incredibly violent.
I thought it was a good joke.
It's disgusting, Al. How could?
Well, they're criminal cows. They're, you know, they stole.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, that gives you a right.
Yeah, I'm a citizen cop.
Citizen cop.
Citizen cop.
Yeah, you know, it's like that.
He's a citizen cop.
It's an oxymoron.
All the power of a citizen, none of the power of being a cop.
But I do have a gun.
That's just a citizen.
Citizen cop.
I guess you are what you say first.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm an unemployed rocket scientist.
A rocketeer?
Rocket scientist.
A rocketeer?
They explore space and the, like,
wow.
Stars.
Dude, you're the rocket man?
Burning out my fuel out there alone.
Wow.
Fuel out there alone.
Oh, man.
Y'all want to see that movie?
I don't.
You're the only one. I doesn't want to see it.
Matt,
not
did
like
you
in
see...
Theaters, like
everyone
when it comes
wants
out.
To see it.
Matt, did you see
I don't
Queen
like
with
Eggsy.
Us?
No, I love Eggsy.
What? How do you not like
Did
it?
I see what?
Queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, that one.
I don't know if I saw it with you. No, I definitely did, yeah.
Clear it up
I don't
here,
know who else
I would
have seen it with.
You talking to me or Al?
No, I think we all saw it together.
That's I'm true. Talking to Saish.
I
think
yeah, I didn't see Saish.
You saw Bohemian Rhapsody, Saish.
I didn't see it.
Why you not? Didn't? Oh, that was such a good movie. You
Dude,
fucking.
I wanted to see it. Your entire life? I was living in Maryland. I didn't know when to go to the okay. movie. I
they
to
not have movie theaters?
I wasn't going to go to the movies by myself.
Do you apparently know no one?
Yeah, but they're busy. And they didn't. No, they weren't going to want to see that movie. They didn't like Queen because they're losers.
Losers.
Whoa. If you're hanging out with people who don't like Queen, you're hanging out with the wrong people.
That's why I left.
Those are words to live by.
Wow. What did I tell you about hanging out with this raucous crowd?
Hey.
But I figured I'd see it when it came out.
True.
Like,
raucous people.
You know.
Like in September or something.
Yeah. That's why I left, because I was like, you guys don't like Queen? I'm out.
That was the main.
Because I'm one big old queen.
I was like, I'm leaving. Yeah. Don't stop me now. And they didn't get
bottom guys. Make the rocking world go round.
I like to ride my bicycle.
You could. Why is that the song you go to?
I want to ride my bicycle.
I want to ride my bike.
5 o'clock. Bank robbery.
What?
Not a song. Oh, there's.
It could have been.
I like that the bank robbery is timed precisely.
Yeah,
it's oh, we got that 5 o'clock bank robbery. Doesn't the bank close at 4? Shut up, nerd.
That's why we go at 5. Because yeah. I never expect it.
Or they're switching switches. Sides.
No.
Yeah, switches.
No, mostly they're closed for an hour already.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm tricky Thursdays. They got ice cream buffet going in there.
What banks do you go to?
Snuffles.
Oh, Snuffles Bank.
Tricky Thursdays. Snuffles
Bank. Come down to Tricky Thursdays at my bank. Pick up an account.
We got a buffet.
A buffet.
Well, they have a buffet.
Buffet. Is it a buffet or a buffet? I never.
You
I
ever want to eat ice cream from a bank? Well, now's your chance.
We got ice cream in buckets. That's how much ice cream we got. It's warm and a little gross.
We got,
that sounds gross.
We got 12 buckets. We got them doused in milk cubes.
Ooh, milk cubes.
Milk cubes. It's what we use on our steak.
Yeah.
Everyone hates our steak.
We also use it when the children get sick.
They usually don't recover.
I won't say how.
Oh, no.
Milk cubes. They're terrible.
They're not good for your body.
So I picked up a few comments from RLF Live last week.
Oh,
I was just looking at those.
I wasn't.
The videos on YouTube have a place called the comment section where people can type out heartfelt and thoughtful reflections of the videos they just watched. Like you at RLF on Wednesdays, now the gang will read a few. It's really hard to rhyme the word Wednesdays.
So, we got a couple here. This one right here is from Tyler Gendrasek.
Tyler.
Nice Batman drapes, nerd, I think to
what?
Myself.
What?
In did, my yes. room covered in Fallout merch, on my bed with Star Wars sheets, in pajamas decorated with slices of pepperoni pizza.
Oh.
Upside down smiley face.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right. He's just juggling. All right.
But nice Batman drapes, nerd.
Hey, man. Batman drapes are a nice touch, I think. They let you know where you're at when you come to my house.
Yeah. Gotham City.
I have at least one Batman thing in every room of my abode.
Yeah, in every room.
Except the bathroom.
I don't get crazy.
Oh, there's the sponge.
The love sponge?
The Batman love sponge.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Where it's Bruce Wayne's face.
I don't
quickly,
want
it. Get the bat rag.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
The bat light.
Selena, I made a mess on your tummy. Get the bat. That's the dirtiest bad joke ever.
I made a mess of your tummy.
Oh no.
What a childlike way to say that you came on somebody.
Oh, man. Oh, that man gets fucking crazy.
You sound like a British aristocrat.
Well, who raised him?
A British aristocrat.
Exactly.
And the chipmunks.
Yeah, but Batman doesn't talk like Alfred.
He gets super self-conscious.
He probably should.
Oh, dearie. I seem to have made a mess on your tummy.
Oh, no. No, ew.
Quickly, we must to the shower.
My parents are dead, you know. Wow. Wow.
Wow, so, Bruce. So you are a man-child.
So much to unpack here.
Oh, my God. I want that version of Batman where Bruce is just socially undeveloped.
Oh, poor Batman.
Oh, man. Instead of always being cool no matter what the situation is.
Yeah, he's like shy introvert. It's just... I made a mess on your tummy. I'm sorry. That's some night. You were so pretty, and then the cummies came out.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, the cummies.
Oh man.
Daddy's dreamies.
No. Cryptic Cursor. Had another comment from this week's episode.
Okay.
Cryptic Cursor says, I just now learned that the intro says the best podcast from east to west instead of gibberish that I thought contained the word casserole.
The best podcast from east to casserole. Yeah, I see it. I totally see it.
Tommy Gunn needs to rewrite this and include casserole somewhere.
Yes.
At least 3 to 4 times.
Guys, I think we're missing a valuable opportunity to become not just another podcast, but the world's first podcasserole.
Ooh.
What do we like? A podcast rolled in hot dough and gooey cheese.
Ooh. Yeah, and when you eat
right?
it,
is that what casseroles have?
No, yeah. That sounds like a calzone.
Ooh.
A calzone.
Are you just thinking of calzones again?
I think I might be thinking of calzones again. It's like a meat pocket.
Casseroles have like
what's
a
wrong
bunch
with
of
him?
Shit.
Right? Yeah, casseroles. I don't know what a casserole has.
The calzones betrayed us.
Thank you, Cryptic Cursor, and finally from Lethal Lemming X.
Lethal.
Our prophet has returned from his spiritual journey. All is in place. Execute order, Saichi 6.
What?
Okay.
Saich, what are you doing?
I'm apparently murdering everybody with my mind.
Oh, no.
That's not how Palpatine did it, you dumbass.
Yeah, you had a whole bunch of robots kill people.
I don't have robots just hanging around.
Freaking laser beams.
Get on it.
You think if I had robots hanging around?
They did it with stormtroopers.
A whole bunch of freaking stormtroopers shooting with the clones.
That's what made the stormtroopers evil.
Nerds are arguing.
Before that, the stormtroopers were the good guys. They came from Kamino to save us from the robot invasion.
Duh.
How could I forget all this?
The prequels were so bad.
There were robots. There were droids. Matt, get it right.
Oh, what's the difference between a droid and a robot, Sight? Real quick.
Oh, every fucking thing?
A robot.
Why don't you go ahead and name one?
Why robot. Don't you get off my dick about this?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Oh, God, Matt. We're gonna rip your goddamn arms off.
The answer, by the way, would have been that robots are not programmed for autonomous thought like androids are.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're just
But you didn't know that shit!
Well, I could just make up words like autonomous, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was good. Like autonomous.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, man. Oh, this is a good show.
I want to have that in a promotional. What are people saying about our left?
Our left.
This is a good show.
Oh, this is a good show.
That we do.
So, Nikolai.
I'm Saich.
And Matt.
How's Big City living?
It's, you know, not bad.
All right, there we go. We got there.
All right. We What happened to us this week? Did anything
happen? Oh, the stairs are falling apart.
Oh, our stairs are falling apart in our apartment.
Huh.
Like the ones outside?
You have stairs in the apartment?
No, at
no
the ones
outside.
Outside
like to go downstairs.
Apparently the metal they used was meant for inside, mm-hmm. not outside.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I took pictures
That's
and stuff.
That's not good.
Yeah, now we're going to build a rope ladder.
Yeah.
Are they going to, like, fix it?
I talked to some guy, and he said that management doesn't care, so they're just going to wait.
Most
until
of the steps are fine.
Happens, I guess.
Oh.
The city's cool.
that seems super, like, just the way you should handle that. Huh. So
yeah.
Big city living's going well.
Yeah.
We saw the cat today, too. It was sleeping.
I didn't see it.
Sledge didn't see it.
Al saw it sleeping in garbage.
Yeah, I took a picture of it sleeping in garbage.
You're like, we got a real life JYC.
Oh, junkyard cats.
And besides that, yesterday we got some wings and they were fucking big.
Yeah, dude.
Big fucking wings.
Sledge got 18 wings.
I did. I got 18
Holy
wings.
Shit.
I got a lot of wings.
From where?
Delish.
That chicken place that you went when you were here?
Oh, you know Nikolai.
Yep. Chicken Town.
Yeah, I got the breaded
place,
hot wings.
Chicken Town.
Ooh, breaded
and then
hot
I got
wings.
The boneless. And the boneless hot wings were fucking huge.
They're like meatballs of chicken.
Meatballs of chicken.
Get it out of my mouth.
Good. Yeah, dude. They were in his mouth.
But yeah, that's what we ate. So
nice.
It pretty much covers everything that's happened to us.
Our entire lives
yep.
here.
Yeah,
yep.
awesome.
Your stairs are broken and you ate one thing.
Hey, well, you know what? More than you've ever said for big city living, so thank you for sharing.
The side of the stairs that we always use
we did
is
it.
Fine.
Oh, we did it, Sage.
It was a round of applause.
My God, that was an encore.
So how's a small suburb living?
Sucks. Anyway.
Yeah.
Do we have any fan art this week?
Not that I know of. It's been lost in a vat, drained deep into the ocean.
Well, get on it, Scrubs. This is your chance. If you want to have us show your fan art on the air, send it in to rlf@alchessbreach.com.
You don't need to do it. It's fine.
Send us your pictures. It could be about mostly anything, but mainly the podcast.
Mostly anything,
and
not your genitals.
Just make it. Just make it about me. Just show me.
Just have it be.
Make
Sige.
It about Sige's genitals.
Yeah. He wants it to be about his genitals.
Only
he's put
my
there.
Genitals.
Those genitals.
He's other people to find his genitals.
Show me your
TV
genitals.
Coming at you.
Genitals.
You know, you can exaggerate on the size. Make it. You know, bigger if you want, whatever.
Half shark.
Ooh,
you know what I hear? You know what I hear? Sych calls his dick in private.
What's that?
Oatmeal.
Smith and Wesson.
Oh,
whoa.
Wait, is it split in half?
No, Smith is the shaft, but Wesson is the head.
Oh. Wait, why do you know this, Matt?
Dude, the things he tells me when he's drunk, I can't stop it.
It sounds almost made up. It's so crazy.
Why
I know.
Would I name?
No way it is.
Why would I split my dick in half to two different names
instead of like it being the balls?
Yeah, the balls and the dick would be two different names of anything, Matt.
But
come on,
you know what? It kind
learn
of makes
genitals.
Sense you're a crazy person. No, you're a crazy person. Learn genitals. He's
like, no.
Why would he name his penis after a gun?
Yeah. Why are you strapping guns to your dick?
Yeah, Matt.
I'm not. He is.
Well,
Sych abides by our number one rule, so that would never work.
No, Sych doesn't pay attention to
rules.
Oh, okay. Because I'm pretty sure you follow this one rule. If I need a gun, I don't want to be there.